Thornage Hall provides supported living and work and learning opportunities for adults with learning difficulties. We have 25 tenants that live here. They all have their own tenancy and we support them to live independently in their homes. And we also provide opportunities for people to develop work skills within our day services. That's based around working in workshops, so they're learning traditional arts and crafts, woodwork, metalwork, but also cookery and baking, and we do music as well. And then we have the farm and the garden, so people learn farm and gardening skills as well.
And the farm and garden is an important part of what you do here, isn't it?
Yes, it really is a fundamental part of what we do. When we were originally established, the community was set up as a semi-self-sufficient community, and we are still partially self-sufficient. That a lot of the vegetables that we produce, they go to feed the people that live in our houses. We also have 25 cattle producing beef as well, which is a key part of the life here at Thornage Hall. We sell a lot of our produce to external suppliers as well. We're really pleased to be able to supply Richard Bainbridge at Benedict's Restaurant and Galton Blackiston at Morstan Hall. We also supply Robert Folland on Norwich Market as well. And it's really good to have those links within the community, because it enables the people that are working within our day services to realise that what they're producing is meaningful, that there is a demand for the products that they're making, and the work that they're doing is valued.
And people will now have the chance this weekend to come and have a look at that.
Yeah, we open our doors once a year at our garden fete, really to showcase what we do. So that people can see the products that we've made in the workshop, they can sample the produce straight from the farm. We also have a farm and a garden walk so that people can have a look around the farm and understand what it is about biodynamic agriculture, which is farming in a way that is sustainable and sensitive to the whole ecosystem of the land. So it's organic farming, but with a bit extra, where the environmental management is just as important as the cultivation of the crops and the management of the animals.
So people get the chance to see that and talk to the residents and find out just a little bit about the community.
Yes, they can come and see what we do. The tenants and service users are a key part in organising the day. They'll be on the stalls, they'll be on the gate, helping on the car park, and all those jobs that have to be done on the day.
And you're also expanding, which is great news for you.
Yeah, we're developing our services. We're keen to make sure that we've got a good standard of accommodation to offer. So while we don't want to expand to become a large community, because part of what we offer is that we're a small community that give people a sense of who they are, a sense of identity, that they can then take into the wider community, because our links with the wider community of Holt and Norfolk are equally important. The new development is about providing, we'll have three more units of a good standard of accommodation, where people will have their own self-contained flats to live in. So it's further opportunities for people to live independently within a beautiful setting in North Norfolk.
And obviously they enjoy it, as we can hear in the background.
Yes, definitely. The music workshop that you can hear is a very popular activity that we do on a Wednesday afternoon.